The New Orleans Museum of Art is celebrating the city's tricentennial with a new exhibit titled Changing Course, Reflections on New Orleans Histories. The exhibit brings together a group of seven contemporary art projects that focus on forgotten or marginalized histories of the city. To talk about the exhibit, we have Allison Young, Andrew W. Mellon Foundation Fellow for Modern and Contemporary Art at NOMA. Welcome, Allison.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Well, to get started, let's just talk about the exhibit that greets the visitor in the Great Hall of the museum. It's a series of photographs. Can you talk a little bit about that first exhibit?
Yeah, so the artist is El Kasimu Harris. He's a local New Orleans photographer, and in this series, which is called War on the Benighted, he creates what he calls a constructed reality, and this is a narrative whereby African-American students in the city are reclaiming access to education and a sense of their own history. So it kind of shows them in various scenes in which they are kind of breaking into their own schools and teaching themselves about histories that are often not taught in the public school system.
Let's talk a little bit more about the artists that are involved in this exhibit. Can you just name a few of them and give us maybe a little bit of background about what they're showing?
Sure. So the exhibition opens with El Kasimu Harris's project in the Great Hall, as we discussed. And from then, visitors move into Skylar Fine's installation, Remember the Upstairs Lounge, which pays homage to the victims of a 1973 arson fire at a gay bar in the French Quarter. We're also showing Leslie Dill's installation, Hell, 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 Heaven, 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 Encountering Sister Gertrude Morgan in Revelation, which pays homage to Sister Gertrude Morgan, who is an artist and preacher active in New Orleans during the 20th century. The Propeller Group's video, The Living Need Light, The Dead Need Music, is a poetic and evocative look at the connections between Vietnamese funerary processions and those in New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana. Artist Katrina Andry has created a new installation for us that speaks to the impact of urban redevelopment projects and divestment on communities of color across New Orleans. Artist Willie Birch has made an installation that looks at African-American history in the city and speaks to a current project of his, which is an art-centered community space in the 7th Ward of New Orleans. And finally, we have a display of photographs by different members of the community who participated in workshops called Everyday New Orleans.
And the Everyday New Orleans project, is it part of a larger project around the world?
Yes. So the Everyday Projects is a collective of photojournalists who were founded in 2012 as Everyday Africa. This is a social media-based project that uses photography, often cell phone or kind of vernacular photography and social media to tell stories that challenge the stereotypes that are often perpetuated by the mainstream media. So they also have recently launched educational projects that teach these ideas in the classroom. And we've paired with them to present Everyday New Orleans, and these workshops have unfolded as part of the soft launch, if you will, of an initiative at NOMA called NOMA Plus, which is a mobile kind of museum experience and art studio that has gone out to six different schools and community centers.
What do you think the exhibit says about the city moving forward in time?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think you're kind of picking up on something that's very central to a lot of these artist projects in the exhibition, which is that this is not purely a historical exercise, but rather an opportunity for us to learn about the present day experience of the city and kind of how we live in the legacies of these histories through understanding them better. And that drives us to create a better future that in many cases these artists see as being more equitable and more holistic in representation and opportunity.
And is there a way to learn more about the exhibit?
So at the end of the exhibition, we've created what we call a conversation space, which contains digital iPads that have essays about the various histories that the artists are discussing, as well as objects from NOMA's permanent collection that kind of deepen the visitor's experience of those histories. So that would be a great place to start, and all of that content is available on NOMA's website.
That was Allison Young discussing the new exhibit at NOMA entitled Changing Course, Reflections on New Orleans Histories. Thanks for coming in, Allison.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.